Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hello there. Today's first story goes out to my producers because I know they like to eat junk food and fast food and takeout food. Well, Burger King is a new rainbow of surprises these days, and they recently unveiled their Black Whopper for Halloween. And it's a version of the chain's signature Whopper sandwich, but it's got a dark bun, but the people who eat it are saying it goes in one color and comes out another. The company told ABC News that the black bun contains less than 1% food dye and writes its nutrition facts that the flavoring and food colors in the bun are commonly used in the industry and within the safe and acceptable daily intake approved by the Food and Drug Administration. It doesn't specify which colors are used, but Medical Daily is reporting that green dyes are often used in black food coloring. Whatever the reason, people have been all over social media discussing what has happened to them after eating these black bun whoppers. So this might be something akin to those pills that you could take that make you had glitter poop. And I know my editorial team wanted me to report on this because it is such an interesting story. So in light of tonight's Cubs game in Chicago, maybe everybody goes out and gets a black bun whopper and sees what happens, because really, I mean, what else is there to say about it? But feel free to send me an email and let me know how it all worked out for you. And in the next one, you know, you might get your annual performance from your boss. I know that I do. And it's not always pleasant. However, probably less pleasant after today's. But in any case, what if you had to get an annual review from your spouse? That is a very scary thought in my situation. I think my husband would probably be more scared about this, but a growing number of marriage therapists and relationship researchers are recommending that spouses and romantic partners complete periodic performance reviews. Really? So what does that mean? We sit there with a counselor, or do we just do it together? I thought performance reviews happen, oh, I don't know, every day, whenever we wives bitch at our husbands about everything and what they're not doing right and all those things. I thought those were performance reviews, but maybe that's not what they're talking about. Maybe they're talking about really good, unbiased, sit down and take seriously, don't scream, don't nag. Really? Maybe that's what they're talking about. So if you want to give your spouse a performance review, you might just be doing what all of the marriage therapists say is now very good for your marriage. It's kind of like the equivalent of a 6-month dental checkup. So I suppose you go through all the different things, maybe the sexual situation, who's doing the dishes and the laundry, whether your concerns are about the raising of the kids or your finances. You know, maybe it's not a bad idea when I put it like that and I think about it long enough. Maybe it's not too bad of an idea to sit down, take stock of the situation, and try and keep it in the relationship boundaries. Don't sit there and use it as a complete bitch session of what they're not doing, because that is what we do on a daily basis. Maybe use it as a, what can I do better in this relationship? Maybe use it as a, what can we both do to help make this work, or to help make us fight less, or to help raise the kids or have them hear us fighting less. Who knows? But it's not a terrible idea to sit down with your spouse or loved one and have a little bit of a relationship performance review. See how it all works out for you. That's what we're talking about here on Radio MD. Boy, we love this top of the hour stuff. I have a lot of fun with it. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay tuned.